Blog Talk Radio.
So tonight, because we have a special caller calling in to, you know, talk to us. So, I will go through the announcements really quickly. There are no rules really in here. You know, basically, you can swill. You can swill as much as you want. And there will be a show, there will be a show Friday night, and because I'm busy on Wednesday, so I am going to bring on our first caller of the night. Hey, Silas.
How are you tonight?
Okay, good. You know, it would have been really embarrassing if I got the wrong area code, but I figured that was you. I'm good. Yeah. I might lose my voice because I sort of yelled at the TV this morning. I caught the few minutes of The View, and I wish I didn't because I'm sorry to say this, people, send me hate mail, but I feel Bubba Walters is so Brian Fallon's ass or whatever. The way she said this morning, like, oh, he didn't mean to do this. I just wanted to throw something at the TV.
Well, you know, I know everybody's going to be shocked for me to say this, but if you can't say anything good about somebody, then I'm going to shut my mouth. I have no comment on what Barbara Walters said on her show this morning, except
okay.
to say that the only word that comes to mind is disingenuous, and her people know exactly what I mean by disingenuous. This whole thing from Barbara Walters' perspective is an absolute farce, and I don't even want to get into a war of words with her. As far as
I'm not trying to get in the war of words with you, but to me, when you go out of your way for years and say, how much do you love daytime programming? How much do you love AMC right next door to you? And then you want to agree with this asshole. I'm sorry, you guys. For me, I felt it was just like she was reading a script. That's how I felt today. I mean, that's just the way I saw it. So, you know, maybe I'm wrong, but I don't think I am on that, but yeah. So, Cyrus, I know you only have a limited amount of time.
Yeah.
So,
there's a whole bunch of things I want to go over with you, and that's why I asked you if I could come on. First of all, since Friday morning, I have received 4,754 soap opera-related emails in my email account.
Damn.
All right, just to give you an idea, I said to a couple of As the World Turns fans this weekend, there's something different now. I mean, I've been through this with Another World. I've been through this with Guiding Light, but on a limited scale. I was through this with As the World Turns. What happened with All My Children and One Life to Live is completely different in every way, shape, and form. And
can I ask you how is...
Sure, what?
Oh, I was just going to say, how do you think it's different this time around?
Okay, this is what we, you know, kidding, Seabeth. Do you want to be my assistant? Because let me tell you, my business partner is ready to kill me right now. I'm watching the chat room as we go on, but yeah, it's absolutely crazy. Anyway, here's the deal in a nutshell. The difference between ABC and CBS is like night and day, and here's why. Procter & Gamble owns As the World Turns and Guiding Light. Procter & Gamble has always had a 10-year plan that was formulated in 1999 to get out of the soap opera business. They accomplished their corporate goals. So I understand that. That they had their goals. So let's leave Procter & Gamble out of it. The difference is One Life to Live and All My Children are ABC properties. Okay, that's the first thing.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, as angry as we all are at Brian Franz, and I know everybody wants to attack him, and I am included in that bunch because I think he's personally responsible for this, in the sense that he allowed a lot of things to happen which made the situation worse.
Mm-hmm.
if he cried or if he didn't, I really don't care. Brian Franz will not be the president of ABC Daytime by the time September gets here. I have that from several sources. He is a lame duck. Just because ABC doesn't have the press release doesn't mean that it's already not happened, that it's not going to happen. I was telling people at the beginning of January, One Life and All My Children were gone, and everybody thought I was nuts, and I kept saying, it's going to happen. It's a done deal. Now, what Hoover did today was great news for fans, and here's why. We have a big sponsor, a big advertiser who's come out and made a position, we don't like what you did. You're getting rid of an American art form. But Hoover is doing the fans a great big favor. But what I'm afraid of, and this is one of the reasons why I wanted to talk to you tonight, is what I'm afraid of, fans are all of a sudden going to think because Hoover pulled their ad that there might be a chance that ABC will change their minds. Folks,
mm-hmm.
ABC will not change their minds. There is nothing we can do as a group to have ABC keep those shows on ABC. The ink is dry on all the deals that they've made. They have committed themselves to this new daytime schedule. There is nothing we can do to change their minds. The other thing is they have committed themselves to another talk show that I believe is going to be on in February. And, the Chew, the Screw, whatever the shows are that they're having, I really don't care. Let them go on with reality. Let them go on with talk shows. Let them do cooking shows. Let them do health shows. Who cares? Because you know what's going to happen? Sooner or later, somebody in the networks is going to realize, oh, my God, there's so much reality and so much talk on television that the same thing is going to happen to them. There's so much programming like this out there, people are going to look for alternative forms of programming. So, I think it's a storm that we don't want to ride, but we have to. So what does that mean for One Life to Live fans and All My Children fans? What happens now? Well, there are many people in the background, as I speak right now, there are many people who are working on a couple of plans to revive one or both of the shows. And I can't help but emphasize this enough to everybody. Don't shoot yourselves in the foot. One thing ABC fans have a reputation for is sometimes they push the envelope to the point where it ticks off a lot of people. I know because I've been one of them. I've pushed that envelope. But right now, what we need to do is applaud Hoover for what they've done, ask other sponsors, other advertisers to follow suit. To say, you know what, we understand where these fans are coming from, and yeah, they're not the biggest demographic in the bunch, but you know what, this is an American tradition. Let these sponsors take a stand. By doing that, that's going to put other networks on notice. Because right now, whether you like it or not, Carly, we all have to understand, this is not only about One Life to Live or All My Children. This is about the genre. This is about the entire industry. And what angers me is when One Life to Live goes dark in November, New York is going to have a vacuum when it comes to scripted television. And what we need to do as a fan base is be patient, be focused. Over the next couple of weeks, all I can do is urge people, send your emails to ABC, send them to Fran, send them to Ann Sweeney, let them know you're upset. Don't make threats. Don't threaten to stop watching programs, because you know what? You're falling on deaf ears, and they throw your email away. Be mature. Yep. Be educated. Be rational. Because I'm going to tell you something. If you send a rational email, a short rational email, or you send a written letter, and it's rational and to the point, this is why I don't like your decision, end of story. They will respect your opinion more. But to say, I'll never watch any of your shows again, or I'll never watch Dancing with the Stars, or I'll never watch The Chew, or I'll never watch The View. You know what? They're going to look at that and go, oh, this is another wacko. Goodbye. That's what's going to happen. And I hate having to come on here and say this, because a lot of fans were upset with me the other day about it when I was talking with you offline. But, you know, ABC fans, as well as Young and the Restless, CBS fans, and NBC fans, let me tell you all something. Becky Nation did something no other fan group was able to do. They
yep.
got Rebecca Herbst back on General Hospital.
Yep.
We're not going to get One Life to Live and All My Children back on ABC. It's not going to happen. With a capital N, it's not going to happen. That being said, I can say, I can't give any details right now. Things are too sensitive. I can say there are proposals out there. There are business plans out there. There are ideas floating out there in the industry that actors are looking at, that directors are looking at, that writers are looking at, that corporate executives are looking at this very moment. And they are saying, wait a minute, maybe this might work if we try this. Now, it may not mean seeing a soap opera on the air 5 days a week. You may go to a four-day-a-week schedule on a basic cable channel. That may be what happened. But the bottom line is, I can say here tonight without any hesitation, if all of the fans work together and all of the fans stay rational and if all of the fans get some patience under their belt, give these people a chance to work out the kinks. Give these people a chance to have a conversation without the phone lines being jammed, because we're only hurting ourselves here. You know, I wrote an article in Soapbox One a few months ago about how General Hospital fans shoot themselves in the feet every time you turn around. Well, this applies to the whole ABC daytime lineup. And even if you're not an ABC fan, if you're a CBS fan or an NBC fan, this involves you too. We're trying to save a genre. We're trying to make sure that these actors have jobs, because what people don't realize is killing those two shows kills the union in many ways. You know, this was just as much a union-busting thing as it was a business decision. And I think we have to understand that, you know, as much as we worship at the altars of a lot of these daytime stars, they're people just like you and me. And, you know, all too often we forget that. And we go to these fan events and we treat them like they're gods. And you know what? If you walked up to them and sat down with one of those stars and said, how are you doing? How are things in the industry? What can we do on our end to make your life easier? Do you know you would make a best friend out of that actor? Because these actors,
yep.
that's all they want. They don't want to be worshipped. They don't want to be treated like big celebrities. They want to be treated like you would treat your mother, your father, your best friend, your husband, your wife. They want respect. They want to be treated like human beings. They want to do their job. They want to act. That's what they love to do. It's just like these writers. All these writers want to do is write. And one of the problems that the head writers have, especially Bob Guzer at General Hospital, the head writers have to clear everything through management. We need a new idea in soap opera. We need to see a soap opera on the air where the head writer has complete creative control and doesn't have to go and clear everything through network executives. So the head writer's vision is the vision that's on the table. And if the head writer's vision is bad, the head writer gets fired. End of story. But by putting all this pressure on the writers, by making these writers feel like they've got, you know, Uncle whomever looking over their shoulder at every turn, how can a writer be creative in what they write when they have to worry about being tapped on the shoulder every 30 seconds? These are the things These are the things the fans should be talking about. The fans should be standing up and saying, listen, we're behind the writers, we're behind the cast, we're behind the crew. We want to see good episodic television. We understand it's expensive. But there are ways of reprogramming and reworking the business model to make it profitable. The other thing that people have to understand is 30 years ago, the profits a soap opera made subsidized primetime programming. And the case in point is, if anyone remembers Telly Savalas on Kojak, Kojak lost money every season. The only reason Kojak was on the air is because the profits from daytime subsidized Kojak. So what I'm saying is, let's go to a network that will take the show on, that understands the art, and maybe it's time we take some of the obscene profits from reality shows and invest them back into soap opera. Because these reality shows are making money like BP makes money on a gallon of gas. They're all making windfall profits. And the bottom line is, the fans have to stand up and say, you know what, we're just fans, we're just viewers, we're consumers. But you know what, we're getting smart now. Because Agnes Nixon and Erna Phillips taught us a lot about boardroom politics. Agnes Nixon and Erna Phillips taught us what goes on behind the scenes. So we're up for this fight. You know, we are up for this fight. The bottom line is, if reality television is going to be a part of the new television model, then we have to find a way to let some of those insane, obscene profits go back into creating episodic television. And that is the challenge we have to lay up for these networks. And, you know, I think viewers in daytime are smart enough, Carly, to realize that we do have the power when we gather under an umbrella and we all speak the same message and we all work from a position of being rational and educated. So I am begging you, if you're listening to this show tonight, if you're talking to your friends that are upset about this, I am begging you, find a way to come together. You know, I talked to my buddy over at Becky Nation, and I'm like, listen, you folks did such a great job with Becky. Would you folks be willing to be like the hub for this whole movement? Because I don't have the time to do it. I've got a business that I have to run. Plus, I have to be honest with you, I am working my ass off right now on one of these projects. You know, I have been working my ass off for the last 4 days with a group of people to cobble out a real solid idea, and it's taken flight. And I can't say any more than that because things right now are in developing stages. All I know is there's more than just us. There are several people out there that are talking about developing a plan that works. All I'm asking for is patience. I'm asking for respect. I'm asking for people to go to ABC in a respectful manner and say, we don't agree with your decision, we don't like your decision, but we would appreciate it if you would give us licensing to One Life to Live and All My Children. Because I'll tell you, if you want One Life to Live or All My Children on another network, it all starts with Mickey Mouse saying, here's a piece of paper, you have my permission. So I think that's something everybody has to keep in the back of their minds. You know, we want that piece of paper. Go ahead, Carly.
No, I mean, I totally agree with you. And I just, the thing I want to know is, why is it all put stuffy up? I mean, this, I mean, I'm not begging on Oprah, you know, or anything, but for a woman that says she loves daytime programming, this is her moment to become a hero and come and save it.
You know what, Carly, forgive me, but I think the last person we should be going to is Oprah, and here is why. Americans have very short attention spans. Oprah Winfrey Studios goes dark in another 6 weeks. Oprah Winfrey will not have a daytime talk show in syndication on local stations in September. The OWN network may be doing marginally well now, but without Oprah Winfrey being on television 5 days a week, I think you're going to see her stock go down. Okay? I think you're going to see her stock go down. And I think people have to realize, you know, Oprah gave us 25 good years, but Oprah has become an industry in and of herself. If you think for 1 minute that Oprah cares about these shows, she doesn't. she's got bigger fish to fry, you know, and she's got a network to worry about. And I don't think we want our shows on OWN for a few reasons. And one of them is, I don't think OWN is popular enough to support the show. I really don't.
No,
I agree with you. Yeah.
And this, you know, I agree with you. This would be nice for now if someone took it by the horn and say, wait a moment, what they are doing over at ABC is wrong. Let's go help them. Let's go pick this up for them. I just don't want to see One Life to Live at AMC out the door because of all this. And, you know, we are fighting it. I know we might not be able to save it, but, you know, there's Lifetime, there's USA, there's so many other stations.
But you see, Carly, I think Lifetime is too small for what we want to do here, too. I really do. You know, everybody that's in that chat room, anybody who watches these shows, every single one of us has power. We just don't know it yet, but we're about to find out. Just give us some time.
Yep.
We'll show you how. You know, C. Marty just said, I wonder what basic cable network would pick one of them up. I don't think it's a matter of picking one of them up, C. Marty. I think it's a matter of coming across with a package to a basic cable channel that gives them so much that they would be hard-pressed not to do it. Okay?
Yep.
And
almost.
Go ahead.
No, Cyrus, I have someone that has their hand up. I don't know, they might want to talk to you for a sec, and I know you have to be going. I'm not sure, but...
I'll talk for a few more minutes because this is good. We're getting a good conversation going.
Yeah. 912, you're on the air.
Oh, hi, Carly. This is Cassandra.
Hi, Cassandra.
Oh,
hi, Cyrus. How are you? Hope you're doing better. Yes, it is.
I just want to say, before we do anything, thank you. Your prayers and your words of support during some of those tough days a few weeks back, you don't know how much that meant to me. You have no idea how much your words meant, because I'll tell you, there was a stretch of 4 days there where things got really tough, and you said a couple of things to me. You know, God's going to give you back everything you deserve and more. You are a wonderful, wonderful woman, and thank you from the bottom of my heart for what you said.
You are so welcome, and, you know, you and I, we have kind of like have gotten together on several things, and we are of the same mind of how this whole process should go. And it's not about boycotting or anything like that, because if you're boycotting, that's not going to do any good, because Mickey Mouse is just too big of an industry for you to boycott. The main basis is what we as soap fans want, how we want it, and where we need to take this market, because these two shows deserve to be on the air. They deserve to be somewhere. The problem is we have to find the right niche and the right person or station that will pick them up. And it's just like you said, I wouldn't want it on Oprah's station anyway, because she has her own mindset of the way she wants her own station to run. Lifetime is, like you said, it's too small of a market. Even though it's a good market, it's still too small of a market to bring these two shows on. You need something that's like up and coming. Take, for example, the Kennedy story. It got picked up from another cable station, and it was popular because I even watched a few episodes of it. And so you need something on a station, because I feel like, yes, it's going to have to go to a cable station, because I really don't see another major network picking it up. It would surprise me if they did, but the way to go, the way to present this, is to present it on a cable network. And like you said, even if it's on 4 days a week, because you have to remember, most soaps, when they start out, they start at a 30-minute format anyway. So we're only losing probably about 36 minutes worth of soap time. But
right.
If you can get it on an up-and-coming station, even go to Reel, because Reel is an up-and-coming cable network, and then you can springboard it on, because I guarantee you, all these fans, all these disappointed fans, that don't have all my children and one life to live to look forward to in the coming months. This would springboard that syndicated station on the map right there, because fans will follow it. And it's not only just the AMC fans or the One Life to Live fans, it's as a whole, because the most important thing about it is just like what you said, we're talking about saving the overall soap genre. We're just not talking about saving two shows. It's the overall soap genre, because if you look at the trend in the last 5 years, how many soaps have we lost in that time frame? We've lost at least about 5 soaps that maybe mm-hmm. 2 or more have had more than 30 years on air, and they went off the air. And you would have never thought soaps like The Guiding Light or As the World Turns would ever go off, but look what happened. Both of these
right.
soaps started out on the same timeline, or if not afterwards, with General Hospital, One Life to Live, and All My Children. Go ahead.
No, you're right. You know, we don't need to lose anymore, but I'm going to tell you something. ABC's canceling at this point may be the best thing that ever happened to daytime, to soap opera, and I'm going to tell you why. Because it has galvanized people that I never thought would be galvanized before. And I think you see people in the industry, be they actors, writers, crew members, directors,
mm-hmm.
people outside the industry. You've got Hoover coming forward. I believe a couple of more companies will be coming forward over the next couple of days with the same position, from what I heard. I think what you're going to see now is people are really pissed off. And,
correct.
You know, we can't let that anger misdirect us from what we need to do, because 20 years ago, All My Children was part of a course of study in drama schools or As the World Turns. What I'm saying is, when you're looking at putting a show back on the air, and I am very confident that we can forge some kind of agreement with ABC for them to give us licensing. I think if we handle ourselves in a professional manner, ABC will have a very difficult time backing down. Now, somebody put out a tweet saying that ABC wanted $250 million for licensing for each show. Let me tell you, for those two shows at $500 million, that's not true. I don't know who put the figure out. I really don't care who put the figure out. There are no figures out there yet. That's what I do know. They have not
okay.
come out with a figure yet. Okay?
And they will be stupid in releasing a figure, because therein lies,
of course.
See, it keeps them having the bargaining power for whoever would come and present it on the table. So I know they're not smarter. They're smart enough not to tip their hand as to how much they want to offer off these shows.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right. You know, and the other thing is, when you know, when we're looking at how a soap opera should be developed going forward from here, we can come up with a new model that is profitable. You know, we can save the genre, save one or both shows, or have a combined show. I don't know. I mean, you got to remember, Agnes Nixon is also working hard on seeing what she can do, and we've reached out to her because, you know, what we can do behind the scenes to help her in stating her case, we want to do. We just have to make sure that all the fans are united on one simple point. This is about a genre. It's not about one show or one character over another. And let me tell you something, General Hospital fans. You are going to be sitting in this place a year from now if things don't change for General Hospital. So what I'm thinking is, and I'm very serious about this, if this takes off, if we find a way to make this work for One Life and for All My Children, we already have a new home for General Hospital when the time comes. This
yep.
is the whole point. You know, General
well,
Hospital
off,
fans, go ahead, Cass, Cassandra.
What I was going to say, you keep saying if. You got to get in the mindset of saying we are.
Right.
Because that's the first thing right there. Let's not say if we can. We can do this. We have
absolutely.
We have to think
good.
Of this as as a campaign slogan that we can do this and we will do this because we are trying to save something that has been passed down from generations to generations. And we can do this because our voices are powerful. We are making noise. We are making more noise than we've made in this industry.
Yes.
And we're not we're just not doing it because of certain. So we're, in my case alone, I'm doing it because I want to save the total time soap programming format, because it is an important entity in the entertainment world. Even though they don't get the recognition as they do in the other prime times or the other industries, but they are the key because so many actors have come from the daytime soap genre. Had it not been for them, they wouldn't, their careers wouldn't have springboarded the way that they have.
And
so
we
got to get in the mindset of saying we can do this.
Absolutely. And the other thing is, and I've said this in my tweets, Bill Clinton had a great motto for his campaigns. It's the economy, stupid. Well, you know what? It is. It is the economy right now. New York City is losing. Why is my cat climbing up my window? I'm sorry, I don't mean to digress. Why?
Because your cat is very smart. I don't know. The side would be funny.
Oh, she's a whack job. But anyway, both of my cats. Anyway, the bottom line is the way I see it. We have an opportunity to change daytime. We have an opportunity to advocate for all of those people who have given us entertainment over the years. You know, we've had these actors as guests in our homes 5 days a week for 40 years. And, you know, they owe us something for that. But you know what? We owe them a hell of a lot more because they have had to suffer in the last 5 years. These actors have had to suffer so many indignities, and it makes me very, very angry that they have never been given the respect that they deserve when they are the most professional in their industry. When somebody like Tom Cruise can get $50 million for doing hack acting, and someone like Hillary B. Smith is not even getting $100,000 for superb acting, that angers me.
Yeah, Cyrus, someone asked you in the room, because I didn't see your name in the room anymore.
Okay.
Hey, Cyrus, have you heard about the protest rallies that are happening? Someone asked if you heard of them.
Was that Lav B talking about protest rallies?
Yeah, that was Lav Becky.
Okay, I do know that there's going to be a protest rally in Boston. I don't know the date because I'm away from my computer right now. I just came outside to get a breath of fresh air while talking.
If you can ever find them on Friday so I can let people know if they are in the Boston area. And, there's another caller that wants to talk to you. Geez, you are popular.
I don't know why. Cassandra, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, can you bring the other caller on and keep Cassandra with us?
Yeah, I can. I just wanted to make sure we go.
Carly, she's my angel. Cassandra has been so good to me, you could never know.
Okay. Oh, I love Cassandra. She is one of the sweetest people I've ever met, so I love her.
Thank you,
bro. 860, you're on the air with us.
Hey, how are you?
Good.
And who's this?
My name's David.
Who's this?
David.
Hi, David.
Hi, David.
Hi, what's cooking? I've been listening in, and I agree with everything what you said about a cable outlet. In fact, I've been thinking long and hard about this, and what I don't get is ABC is trying to dump off SoapNet and turn it into a toddler channel. Why couldn't be sold as well as like a turnkey network opportunity to whoever has the money for it? And there you have a network that's already set up for soaps. You can get the rights and all that to air General Hospital and all that there, but it wouldn't be ABC running it. It would be independent of the network, which is
what everyone has been needing
for a very long time. I'm sorry, but networks have been a joke for over 10 years.
Well, let me explain a couple of things to you. I'm glad you brought up SoapNet because it was a point I wanted to bring up tonight, and I totally forgot about it. You know, SoapNet going off the air doesn't really faze me one way or the other, and here's why. Back in 1999, when SoapNet was being developed, ABC was determined to cut everybody else off from having a cable soap channel. So they put together this hack network called SoapNet. You know, SoapNet was never meant to be a long-term. Even then,
they didn't have the rights to air some other shows like Passions, which was on NBC. You know what I'm saying?
That's right. That's right.
And that just sucked. That just sucked completely.
Well, here's the good news. Here is the good news, and I have this on very good authority. And again, these are all things that are in negotiations right now, and a lot of it isn't being discussed in the media because they don't have access to this information. I can tell you for a fact that there is a discussion going on as we speak for a new cable soap channel. There is discussion right now. Okay? I can't say any more than that at this point, except to say that there is discussion about it. My understanding is that they want to roll out in the spring of next year, that they want to pick up where SoapNet left off, and it would be far different from SoapNet because SoapNet was never really a cable soap channel. SoapNet was a joke.
It was.
Right.
Yep. Sorry. I mean,
it was.
Granted, they did do some things and have some original programming. That was kind of okay, but for the most part, SoapNet was like an extension of the ABC daytime, and
exactly. That
was it. There was no... Now, that was one of the problems. When Passions was moved off of NBC, they went to DirecTV, and not a lot of people had DirecTV. I know I didn't, so I missed the last year of Passions.
Right.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. That is not right. That is not right, people, that he missed the year of Passions.
No,
you know, just like I missed, like...
If we're going to go... with a situation off-network, it should be where people can get, like, cable, satellite, all over instead of just settling with one thing. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you know, the other thing that you have to take into consideration, and this
I'm sorry,
this
I'm
is
sorry. I didn't catch your name, by the way. I'm sorry.
Silas. This is Silas. Okay. Hi, David. Anyway, one of the things that that we have been talking about ad nauseum for the last 8 weeks, because believe it or not, this is not something that we reacted to because of last Thursday's announcement. Anybody who followed my tweet...
That was an absolute nightmare.
Well, you know what? I knew it already, and I kept telling people. I mean, I kept saying it was going to be April 15th. I was off
yes,
by a day. I'm sorry.
He did. Yes, he did.
But
I remember him saying it.
It's going to be April 15th. That's when the announcement comes out.
But you knew more than the cast and crew did. They found out through the press.
That was fucked up. I'm sorry.
But you
know,
see,
honestly, no offense, but I really did not like what I heard Franz say. It was just an absolute nightmare.
Well, you know what? Franz is Franz. He's a businessman. He's not looking at the emotion of this. He's looking at the bottom line. And he's working for a woman who is a shark in the industry. She is a bright circuit. She's made a lot of money for ABC. You know, the problem that we have in America is it's not about quality. It's about fast and cheap. And, you know, we only have ourselves to blame, folks. I mean, we've all become a fast and cheap society. You get what you pay for. And, you know, programming is fast and cheap nowadays. And anybody who watches Jersey Shore, you know, I know there are actors that watch...
I have never watched that episode. I have never watched that episode.
I had the misfortune of flipping channels and seeing about 5 minutes of one episode, and I wanted to barf.
If I wanted to see a 4-foot-high, 52 double D girl walking around like a Corvette, I would go to Cranston, Rhode Island. I don't need to watch it on television.
I can just look out the window. I had neighbors just like that. God.
You know, I mean, anybody who watched the roast of Donald Trump and saw the situation, the guy was a complete embarrassment. If this is a reflection of what our younger children are today, we only have ourselves to blame because we gave them the education to make them the idiots they are. You know?
I know. One time we had a power outage in our grocery store, and all the cashiers they had to run and grab every calculator that was on the shelves to add up what our groceries were. They couldn't add.
You know what Do you know what my favorite thing to do is? I love giving exact change to an order to see the cashier go ape shit, try to figure out what exactly I did. You know, if an order comes to $15.41.
I did exactly that today when I went to order my dinner at a restaurant. I gave exact change, and the woman just looked at me like I had a third eye or something.
And see, this is what I'm talking about. This is why this thing is so passionate for me, because you know what? Soap opera has always served as a great place to educate people. You know,
yep.
In Africa, in the Middle East, in Asia, they're developing new soap operas every day just to educate people in society, and they're not doing that in America. And why is that? We're the ones that created soap opera to begin with. So
right.
This
did
is
you
my
watch,
thing.
Did you watch Regis and Kelly yesterday? Did you see that?
Yeah.
You mean Friday, right? Kind of
no,
yesterday
no, no.
was Sunday.
No, I can
oh, yes,
watch Regis
Friday.
And Kelly.
Well, no,
Friday.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
oh, yeah.
No, it was,
Kelly
Ripa, it was,
poor thing.
Anyway, either way.
Mm-hmm.
It was Friday morning.
I did.
Kelly was talking about how her husband learned to speak English by watching the
soap,
by watching All My
Children.
Yep. It just got me thinking that the soaps that ABC are canceling right now are internationally known. They're internationally loved. I've seen comments from Canada, from France, all saying that this is wrong.
Well,
you know
I'm going to tell you, One Life to Live, I've said this for a couple of years, One Life to Live was the first show to boldly come forward with a strong Latina presence. And my argument has been, you killed the Vegas. Now, if you look at the Spanish soap operas, if you look at the Latino soap operas on the Latino channels, let me tell you something. The Spanish channels are doing unbelievable numbers. The soap magazines for the Spanish telenovelas right now are selling more than Soap Opera Weekly, and they're close to Soap Opera Digest numbers, okay?
Have you ever thought about how many people got their careers started from soaps? Rick
oh, absolutely.
A lot, yeah. So many people.
Okay. Let's see. Who else? Let me think. Oh, yeah, Ricky Martin. he was on the show. Remember that?
Exactly. So what I'm saying is, as we go forward in this new paradigm, as we go forward in trying to create a new era of soap opera, we have to look at a lot of pictures. We have to look at more diverse storylines. We have to look at an increased presence of the Hispanic community. We need more diverse
community. Not just looking at the Hispanic community. One of the things that really pisses me off, excuse my French, but one of the things that really pisses me off about the way the network has been handling diversity
The
network?
Yeah, well, handling the what?
Has been handling diversity. The network pisses me off more than anything else is how they have, well, not really been handling diversity. Like, for example, gay and lesbian issues. They had Ryan Phillippe as a gay teen way back when. And then
that was great casting.
But, you know, well, very funny. But my point, though,
that's
is
like
then,
making Tom Cruise a gay character.
No,
but
this is on One Life to Live. And they started it, but then they dropped the ball on that. That was about, you know, years ago. And then they had a gay couple, but then they basically gave them the kiss off, too.
Okay,
you
well,
know,
let me ask you
really,
a question.
There hasn't been any real, I mean, then with the turnaround, and on the prime time, you have a gay couple in that wonderful show, Brothers and Sisters. You ever seen that?
Yeah, and I think it's a brilliantly written show.
Exactly.
But the problem
is with daytime is they don't do that. They don't have the people who are running in daytime aren't doing anything close to what prime time is doing.
You're missing the point here, though. One of the reasons why daytime wasn't doing some of the challenging stuff that primetime was doing is because it's not that the head writers didn't have the vision. They did. They kept going to management, and management kept saying no. And I'm going to give you a classic example. Do you remember when Patricia Mosseri left One Life to Live because she objected to what they were doing with Carlotta in regard to the gay storyline?
Yes.
Okay, this is my argument, and Cassandra, maybe you'll agree with me on this. This is my argument. Patricia Mosseri, regardless of her personal views, and I'm not, you know, I don't agree with her personal views. That being said, as a devout Catholic Latina, she was perfectly legitimate in her argument. And that is a That is a storyline on One Life to Live that would have been brilliant. Imagine Oliver and Kyle in a custody fight for Sierra Rose against Oliver's parents, where Carlotta sides with Oliver's parents, and other people side with Oliver's parents, and the rest side with Oliver and Kyle. It would have been a compelling storyline.
It would have created debate.
It would have been epic. And it really kicked me off that One Life and ABC was so ready to get rid of Patricia for her stance when they tried to make it seem like they were siding with the gay and lesbian community. I hate to tell you this.
But they weren't. They totally weren't. And it was just
They were pandering. You know, and go ahead.
And that's one of the things when we get independence from the network, I want to see is some real actual work done towards going back to dealing with these kinds of issues with some sensitivity and respect. None of this other lip service crap that the network was doing. It's just not fair. Not to the fans, not to any of the communities, and certainly not to the actors who put their they work harder than anyone else, memorizing all these lines and portraying all this. I was just watching today on One Life to Live, and I have to say this about Clint having a heart attack. I once saw someone have a close call with a heart attack, and let me tell you, if I didn't know that was on the show, I would have believed him actually having a heart attack. He did a really great job today. Kudos.
Jerry Verdorn is one of the finest actors in the industry today.
Yep. I agree. And I'm just saying kudos to him for really doing his homework on the signs and symptoms. He got them spot on, and the point is, a lot of the actors on these shows, they don't just play what they think. They do the research on how to do this better than a lot of people in the movies.
Absolutely.
I mean, you see some hackneyed acting in the movies. I'm sorry, but sometimes I think Jonathan Jackson would have been a better Edward Cullen than Robert Pattinson was.
I think so. I think to a point. I'm kind of disappointed about Tyler Christopher leaving, I would have been happy.
I've met the man before. I went to a soap dinner that was, at least a lifetime ago. This was back when John was originally on General Hospital before he left. And Tyler Christopher was one of the people that was there. Another person was there what was his name from All My Children? That kid, Tommy, what's his name? I can't remember his name.
I know kind of who you're talking about.
And what's her name was on there? The woman who played Jax's supposedly dead wife who comes back from the dead. I can't think of her.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway,
three of them.
We're at that dinner, and by the way, the food was fantastic. But Tyler was a really great guy to meet. I got my picture taken with him. We talked a bit.
I'm a big Steven Martinez fan. He's the other kid that played Nicholas. Steven Martinez is one of the kindest, gentlest actors out there. He has a heart of gold. He is always doing something in the community to help people.
Yeah.
These are the kind of actors that we want to
when it comes to Jonathan being brought back, that was great in one respect, but it was rotten the way ABC did it. They bent Greg Vaughn over and gave him up the butt to get John back.
Yep.
I never saw Greg as Lucky. I kind of thought Jacob Young's Lucky was kind of good, but John was always my favorite, the first and best. But, he could have been reutilized as another character. He's got the talent. But
he's just getting rid of the facial hair. The facial hair really bothers me.
I'm talking about Greg. He could have been another character on GH later on, brought him back for something else.
Gregory's another guy who's got a heart of gold, whose heart is in the right place. He is a complete professional. But I don't want to deviate from the message here.
But all I'm trying to say here is that these people, these wonderful, wonderful people who spent over 40 years, Susan Lucci, she doesn't ask for pay increases. She's fought for pay decreases just to keep the show going for us. She does that. All of them, they work so hard for us. And, you know, if there was a way I could donate money towards a buyout of ABC's daytime, if there's a way the fans could donate money, I'd say go for it. Take all your coins.
Oh, yeah.
Stop right there.
You don't have to do that.
This is the thing. First of all, I want to address the Susan Lucci issue. I always tell people, connect the dots. And, you know, folks, connect the dots. Nothing happens without a reason. If you look at the last 5 weeks and you look at the TV listings for all of the appearances Susan Lucci has made on many shows, you can't tell me that was by accident. It was not by accident.
No, it was not.
Everyone knows that. I mean, that was pretty
dumb. The timing of her book was no accident. Because I believe, and I continue to believe until somebody gives me proof otherwise, that Susan Lucci knew in January what was going to happen.
Well, why
I believe that.
Why would she act like she didn't know if she knew? I mean, she's a great actress, but I don't think she's that good when it comes to something that bad.
David, face it. We're dealing with mega corporations here. We're dealing with people in high finance. We're dealing with companies that have to answer to their shareholders. You know, broadcasting is no longer about art. It's about money. And the thing is, And this is what I'm trying to impress upon all the soap fans. We have an opportunity right now, today. We have an opportunity that we never had before to build a resurgence for daytime dramas in a way that's never been done, and to bring daytime back to the fold as subject matter that a drama school student would watch as part of their course curriculum. We've got to find a way to bring daytime into the fold.
Not just daytime. We should really bring the genre forward instead of during the daytime, but also have our own primetime shows that are, you know, that are
Well, again, it's a matter of vision. You know, there are 5.2 hardcore soap opera fans, 5.2 million hardcore soap opera fans in the United States. And this
That's
is my
I
message.
Alone. Yeah, I know.
Okay,
Canada,
but this is my message to each and every one of those soap opera fans. This is our opportunity. This is our chance to do something to give back to all these people that sacrificed for us and gave us this entertainment. At the same time, the new soap opera model going forward has to be different. I understand that. Business-wise, it makes sense. Let's make it different. But at the same rate, let's make it more public. Let's get these soap opera actors to go back into community theater and work with community theaters again. 86 million people in the United States go to community theater every year. 5.5 million people volunteer every year in the United States to work in community theaters. So this is my point. We have got to tie all of these groups together.
Not just that, but you know what else we should do? What I believe also should be done is that I think that there should be more transparency, more feedback from the fans to the writers and all that. People would actually look at some of the things that we're saying and say, ooh, this could work, that couldn't work, and have dialogues with the fans, like on official chats on, like, message boards, whatnot.
Oh, I agree. I think that's a great idea. But you know what I think would happen, David, to be honest with you? If we allowed these head writers to weave the tales that they really wanted to tell without worrying about network backlash, nobody would be complaining about storylines. I really believe that. if these head writers were given free rein to do what they want. And, you know, I'm being very pragmatic about this. If a head writer screws up, they're fired. End of story.
Right.
But you say to them, look, we're going to give you the show. You're going to do the show the way you envisioned it. But just understand, if your storylines screw up, you're out.
Yeah, and there's a certain line you don't cross. And if you cross that, you know what I'm saying, then we have a little discussion about your job security.
But we don't go overboard with saying,
okay, guys. You guys, there's another caller that wants to come on.
Okay.
I let you go. It's been a pleasure talking to you, and thank you.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, call back in.
David, very smart conversation. I enjoyed it.
Well, I'd be glad to call back in another time.
Well, my show is going back on the air in a couple of weeks, so.
What,
yeah,
ahead,
and we will have a show Friday night too.
Oh, yeah, we're showing Friday night, so I'll call in then too, I guess. I've got plenty more questions and comments about all this, because I've been following all of this for years with all this stuff that the network's been doing, and I love everything that everyone has been doing, cast and crew, even the lighting people, God bless them, they make the stars look good.
Well, let me just say, I just got a direct message from someone who's in the industry, who said to who is listening as a guest, and I cannot say who that person is, but they're
saying,
good,
make me nervous.
They're just saying, we're very favorable to everything you're saying, and you're saying what's needed to be said for a long time. So, you know, let me just say, guys, we have an opportunity here, and we can't blow
mm-hmm.
it. This is the only opportunity we're going to get. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, again, I gotta go and beg everybody. You got to be cool about this. You got to take emotions and put them aside for a little bit. Now is the time to be adult. Now is the time to be educated, and now is the time for each and every one of you to connect the dots, because there are
mm-hmm.
plenty of dots to connect. It's just like, I'm sorry, Carly, but I got to go down this path too. The other day, there was a story in the LA. Do you want to bring the other caller in before I go down this road?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. Thank you for being my, yeah.
You guys
are just so fascinating.
Uh-huh.
619, you're on the air with us.
619, you're on the air. Hello, 619 Altoona.
No, they hung up now. That's funny.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Chicken. Okay, now what was the point I was going to bring up? Oh, God, see, I lost it.
You were going down the path of what we need to do.
You were going down the path.
Down the path
right.
of what
okay,
we need
we're, right now we have to go down a path that's very different for us, because whether you realize it or not, right now, if we can get everybody together, if we can get the fan groups together, we are going to have power in numbers. I believe this, and I have good reason to believe it. But everybody has to work together, and ABC fans are the best at working against each other.
Yep.
And, you know,
yep.
we've got to stop that. If you want to save the entire genre, if you really want to make a difference, you know, we have to come together and agree on certain fundamentals that we play with. And the other thing we have to realize is, going forward, under the new model for soap opera, it's not only going to be about putting shows on television, it's going to be about education, it's going to be about outreach to drama schools, it's going to be about going into the inner city and teaching acting classes, it's going to be about
yeah.
reaching out to community
yeah.
theaters, it's going to be about
exactly.
producing other programming in addition to daytime dramas. Even if it means producing a couple of reality shows where their profits go into the daytime drama. I know you hate that, but you know what? Has anyone ever considered real reality shows? I'm not talking scripted reality. I'm talking real reality, where you go into a situation and you look at it from a real point of view, not dramatized like they do with Kate and 8 plus 17 and Jersey Horror and all the rest of them.
Do you remember?
Oh,
you guys,
that 619 number is back. So let
all
me
right.
try again.
Okay, try again.
619, you're on the air with us. 619.
Hello.
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 Hi.
Hello.
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 He hung up again. I give up.
Oh, 619 must have been, you know what she must be doing? 619, if you call in again, turn down your computer, because your computer is confusing you.
Yep.
Cyrus,
your computer is confusing. What'd you think?
Cyrus, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, you were talking about bringing true reality in reality.
Yeah,
while
right.
back, just before some of the, in between or after one of the soap operas, there was, and I know a lot of soap fans remember this, it was the ABC After School Special.
Yes.
That
oh, God, I remember those After School Specials.
That was an educational, yeah, that's why I'm bringing it up again, because you're saying we need to reintroduce new formats. We need to bring that back, because for one, you're talking about educating people now in the soap genre. That was an educational tool that was used for the young adults or the youth that were watching the soaps back in the day, and they always had a message. We need to bring that format back into and using that as the engine for the reality of bringing real reality.
Absolutely. And another community that we have to reach out to, and no one wants to except for me, and maybe it'll change tonight, another community we need to reach out to is the hip-hop and R&B community. There is a huge legion of soap opera fans there.
How would we do that?
Yep, you're right.
How would we do
you
that?
Know,
there is.
You start by writing to Snoop Dogg, tweeting Snoop Dogg,
exactly.
And saying, Snoop, we need your input now. There are plenty of people in hip-hop and R&B who watch One Life to Live and All My Children. And you know what? If you reach
General
out to
Hospital,
them, they will give
General
you...
Hospital.
Well, yeah, General Hospital, too. But you know, right now I'm not worried about General Hospital because in my mind, David, we're going to create a home for General Hospital for the time when it comes. You know,
exactly.
This is how I'm looking at it. You know, I'm not looking at this as just about All My Children and One Life to Live. I am looking at this as we have to cobble something together that works and makes it so that when ABC says, okay, we want to say goodbye to General Hospital, we can turn around and say to ABC, okay, you don't want it anymore, give it to us, we'll take it and we'll run with it.
Exactly. And,
one of the things I want to mention,
there are those fans of some canceled soaps, As the World Turns.
As the World Turns, Guiding Light.
I'm sure some of them would love to see some of their old soaps return as well under on a new network.
Well, you know,
that might happen too.
Procter & Gamble wants nothing to do with putting any of their properties on the air, so that will never happen. Procter & Gamble wants no part of it. That being said, I would like Procter & Gamble to give licensing to those old shows to be re-aired on the web or on a soap channel. That would be fun.
Right.
Yeah.
But you know what? But you know what? I think we're at a point now where we have some good things going, where if we just show a little restraint and be patient and let these people cobble out whatever it is they're trying to put together, I think we might be onto something. But the thing is, we have to be patient. We're so used to having our answers an hour before we do them. You know, and this is one case where patience is a great virtue.
Mm-hmm.
And we,
question. Who owned the rights to Passions? Because I don't think that was Procter & Gamble.
It wasn't. NBC owned Passions.
NBC.
NBC did. And you know what? I'll be honest with you. I didn't watch Passions because it took the place of Another World, and I'm an Another World fan.
One of the problems I had was it was too slow in its storytelling. Under better writers, it probably would be a great hit. It has a cult following, too. I'm just saying that it needed more work.
I know. But see, you know, it's funny because Passions was set in Harmony, Maine, and it had the Crane family.
No, Harmony, Connecticut. I know that because I live in Connecticut.
Okay, well, the funny part about it is, you know who the Crane family is based after? The Crane family is based after the Crane family in the Berkshires that manufacture all the paper for our U.S. currency. The Crane paper is up in Dalton, Massachusetts, and I know that area very well, like the back of my hand.
That's cool.
But that's neither him. Yeah, you know, Passions was one of these kitschy New England-based witchcraft shows, blah, blah, blah.
I loved Tabitha.
Yeah.
Tabitha was hilarious.
Well, you know, blah, blah, vampire emergency, blah. You know, I've been there, done that. You know, I want good.
We have another call before this person kills me. 718, you're on the air with us. Good evening, everybody. Just for your information, you were asking, I'm LAVB, and we're trying to put a rally together in Dedham at WCVB on Tuesday the 26th, which would be a week from tomorrow. Time is tentative, but if you know anyone who wants to get involved, I can forward my email address to you, anyone who would like to come, and it would be greatly appreciated.
Now you're
going to
be at
Brian.
You're going to be at WCVB in Dedham.
Yes.
Okay, they're not in Needham anymore.
Is it Needham or Dedham?
Okay, I think it might be Needham.
I'll correct that then. I can see it in my head. It's right off of 128.
Yeah,
I just never know which city it's in.
I completely forgot.
Yeah, because it's 12
of.
Minutes from my house. It's 12 minutes from my house.
Okay, then that would probably, okay, probably need them then.
Yeah.
And I just posted, too, that ABC put up a nasty response about the Hoover ads being pulled.
Oh?
On a
what
did they say? On a soap opera. It's called soapoperanetwork.com. If any of you have computers, you can go there and read it. That Hoover's decision to pull their ads will have no bearing on whether ABC will keep the shows or not. In fact, it will further hurt our shows in their final months.
Ugh.
And and all of this and all of this. So I posted that in the chat room. Silas, one thing I wanted to ask you is some of the proposals I've heard and you've talked about tonight. One question I would ask that I always thought soap operas should do and they don't do, and I think it would have helped them with the Brenda situation out on General Hospital.
God, don't get me started on that.
Is have a researcher that researches the history of the show, knows the past storylines, knows the characters. I have seen, especially two instances with General Hospital that I have seen, is I remember when Brenda came on. My God, she was a spitfire. She was a scheming.
Yes, she was.
She really, she wasn't the worst. She wasn't an awful person, but she really knew how to get it.
She was not a Carly, but she had her mom.
No, she wasn't. But now all of a sudden, since she came back, Brenda can't testify. She'll never make it on the stand.
Brenda. Like a piece of china glass.
Exactly.
Okay.
And I'm like, you know, David, for saying that. And I'm like,
it.
Who did the research here? Another one is Tracy Quartermain. Tracy is a conniving, scheming, mean B-I-T-C-H woman out there and does what she has to do.
I like Tracy these days. I like her with Luke. I love her with Luke.
I like her with Luke, but there's more to Tracy than sitting on a bar stool at Luke's club.
You're right. There is more to Tracy than that.
And there needs to be research into past storylines, into characters, knowing the history of the show, where it came from, where it went, where it's going.
Yep.
General Hospital did it 6 years ago. Oh, my God, did they irritate me when they brought back one of my favorite old-time, all-time characters, and they screwed it like a royal, I don't know what, was Heather
you
Weber.
Mean, do you mean Francis?
No,
Heather
Weber.
They messed up with that.
She never had a relationship with Luke Spencer.
She never gave
one fig about Luke. I don't even think Robin Mattson in those days had a scene with Luke.
But Brian, you know what? We're getting off the track here, and I really don't want to do that because, you know,
I understand
what?
But to get back on track, if this proposal takes heat, I think the research and character development is so important.
Of course it is.
I've noticed the same problem, not just with soap, but with another genre that's very similar, comic books, you know, like DC Comics with their history of going back to the 1930s. A lot of the time, people aren't really paying attention to some of the history of some of the characters, and they write the most ridiculous things for these characters to do that are totally not within the history, not respecting the history of it.
Main questions quickly, Silas, before I go, I'm not going to stay on long, is this whole ABC getting angry about Hoover pulling the ads and telling us it's going to hurt our shows and everything, does this hurt ABC possibly leasing out the shows?
Well, you know what? I think you're missing the big picture here. ABC, and I'll tell you something. If I was the media person at ABC, I would have issued the same statement. Let's think rationally here. If you're the media person for ABC and Hoover has just pulled your ads, how are you going to respond to the press?
Before I handle the press, I'd take some Pepto-Bismol.
Exactly. But what I'm saying is they made the appropriate response. There's no way of getting around that. You know, and what upsets me is Hoover came out with this position, and all of a sudden, 100 fans thought, well, that's it. ABC's going to change their minds. No.
I didn't.
I know you did. I'm not saying you. I'm just saying there were many fans out there who did. And I'm just saying it's not going to happen. ABC is not going to change their minds. What I'm saying is we have an opportunity to lift the bar. We have an opportunity to do something completely revolutionary in entertainment. We have an opportunity that we have never had before. And I think we can't lose sight of that. And again, for General Hospital fans, when we succeed on the side of All My Children and One Life to Live, General Hospital will have a home. So you don't have to worry about cancellation. In my mind, this is about the big picture.
I come away feeling so positive. And then I listen to others that are out there, Soap Central and some others. And
yeah, but then why are you listening to them? Because
that's how I found out about this radio show with Soap Central.
But they sound so negative.
Not really.
Yeah, I agree with her. Soap Central is negative. Why? I mean, I'm sorry. I don't go there because it's all this negative crap. Why do you want to hear that day in and day out? I'm sorry.
They had Soaps in Depth, a gentleman from there on earlier, and he seemed so down.
Can I interject here?
Sure.
Glad you're getting in there, Cassandra.
What I want is for people to stop and listen to what Silas is trying to tell you. What he is trying to tell you is giving you the tool of what you as fans need to do in order to get what you want. Like he's saying, we have the opportunity now. We have a chance to make an impact, a huge impact. And we need to listen and really, really hear what he's trying to advise us in doing in order to get what we want. Silas, you have the floor.
I love you. Thank you. All right, let me talk about the soap press for a minute. Because Richard Sims over at Soaps in Depth and I, we have not always agreed on things, and sometimes we get under each other's skin, but I'll say this much for Richard Sims. Richard Sims' heart's in a good place. I feel for him. I feel for him because he's in a very tough spot. The soap press for the last 15 years has been subject to blackmail by the networks. And
really?
Absolutely. No doubt about it in my mind. They won't admit it, but I know it's true.
I wouldn't be surprised.
If a member of the soap press said anything to piss off one or two people at a network, they were cut off completely from access to those shows. That is a fact. The soap press has not been allowed to do their job. So what does that mean going forward? Brian, you brought up a very good point. What happened to histories of shows? Where are the researchers? You know what? That's not the function of the show as much as it's a function of the soap press. The soap press should have been on top of that. But you know why they weren't on top of it? Because they knew if they said one bad word out of place, they would have been locked out of the studio. That's their bread and butter. They're trying to hang on to their job just as much as you are. Okay?
Yeah.
So I think if you know, Dan Kroll, I know he's upset. I know he's down. I know Nelson Branco up in Canada, he's really down. But you know what? I've got news for all these guys in the soap press. This is their opportunity, too. This is their opportunity to have a seat at the table and say, you know what? There is a way to reinvigorate this genre. There is a way to bring it forward. There is a way to keep it on television. It's going to be different, and some people aren't going to like it, but I'm going to tell you something. This is our opportunity. Fans have never had the opportunity that they have today in changing the face of daytime programming. You know, we're not talking reality, we're not talking talk shows, we're talking artistic endeavors where these actors get to do their jobs, these writers get to do their jobs, these directors get to practice their crafts. Because the saddest thing about this whole thing is every time a soap opera dies, we lose hundreds of talented people who could be enriching millions of lives.
And not only that, but we also lose the potential talented people that could have gotten their break on the shows.
Absolutely,
you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. And if you look at the studios
again,
that went nuts.
I want to let you guys all know that there are rallies that I do know of, two of them on the same day. Let me try and look up the information I have here. It's going to be, I believe, actually the same day as Prince William's wedding.
April 29th.
Yes, on the 29th. It's going to be bi-coastal. Well, I think it's like 1 o'clock on the West Coast at the ABC Studios there, and I think 3 o'clock at the ABC Studios in New York City.
Okay.
Oh, wonderful. Okay, that's good to know.
Silas,
I'm going to the one in New York City, so.
Any idea when we can all breathe easy and this plan comes together?
Brian, I just finished spending the last hour telling you to be patient, and you're showing it right back in my face again.
I knew that when I said it.
Okay.
That's why I said it. I knew that would be your response.
You know, I'm confident that there'll be an announcement by Friday, just as I'm confident that Jason and Sonny will finally go to bed and consummate their luck.
Okay, that's kind of sick.
It could be Jason.
Okay, that's
lucky.
Sick, okay?
Jason and Lucky. I'm just calling it. I don't care. Sonny and Jason are the classic soap opera love story that just keeps on giving.
I like Jason and Sonny.
Lucky and Jason are a couple because of the whole Jake thing.
The whole Jake thing, I still don't think the kid dead, and I don't care. Anyone who thinks I'm crazy, it never added up for me, so everyone who thinks I'm crazy, go for it. Email me, tell me I'm crazy, but I don't think I'm crazy on this point. But Sirius has been right on for the past couple of weeks about stuff, so what kind of announcement do you think we will hear on Friday? Silas.
Let me just say something about Maurice Bernard and Vanessa Marcel Giovinazzo, and then I'm getting off the GH train for a second. I will say this much. No actor makes Maurice Bernard act like Vanessa does. I've got to give him props because I've complained for 2 years that there were too many teleprompters in that studio. And when he's in a scene with Vanessa, he doesn't look at the teleprompter as much. I gotta say, she brings out the best in his acting talent.
He's like, boom, 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 right there with her.
Delivered.
That's the only good thing about Brenda's return that I can honestly say.
Yeah, it's nice to
see
the old
argument.
I love when she wears her glasses. When she doesn't look like a glamour queen, I love it when she just wears her glasses and seems relaxed.
All I want to do is have her as a toothpick. I mean, I sit there and eat a burger, and I'm like, she's so tiny, she could be my toothpick. But anyway, all right, I got to go in a second, so let me get in a word edgewise. Anyway, Carly, thank you for the time. All I'm asking is, if you're out there on Facebook or you're on Twitter, all I'm asking is consider what I'm asking. You know, consider what I've said. If you agree with me, please retweet the message. Get your fans to go on board. Let's be patient. Let's pull back a little bit. You can still be pissed off at ABC. You can write your letters. Just be smart about it. This is a time for all of us to be smart. Let us all be Victoria Lords, not Nikki Smiths. You know?
I'm fighting like
Asa Buchanan. I'm fighting for my family.
You know, exactly. This is about 3, 4, 5 generations of families that have watched these shows. You know, Another World was a big family favorite. Every holiday, when Matt Corey made his speech at the holiday show, we had to stop everything we were doing so that Bakchi and Grandma and all our mothers could go in the living room and see Mackenzie Corey's toast.
Same thing with DH when you had John Barrino read the
story. Now I'm sitting here and I say, from my perspective, I'm inclined to take more of an Iris Corey approach.
Well, even Iris knew when to be smart, Brian. Remember
that?
That
is true. But, you know, I'll tell you, this is a little bit off the topic, but I'll tell you, Silas, what you mentioned earlier in your broadcast about another soap channel being planned or in the works or something, I wish someone would find somewhere so I could
watch old videos of when Robin Strasser played Rachel.
Yes, yes.
When she was a bad girl.
Well, you know what?
Channel, the current channel and a classic channel for reruns of the older episodes or whatnot. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I'm a big fan of Edge of Night and Love of Life. I mean, Love of Life was one of my favorite shows. Christopher Reeve got his start on Love of Life.
Exactly.
A lot of people don't know that.
But,
you know,
all right, I am going to hang up, but I'm still listening.
Okay, Brian, have a good night. Thank you.
All right, we'll talk soon. Good night.
Take care, Brian. You know, I got to go in a second, too, because I overstayed my welcome here. But thank you, Kat Carly, for letting
me.
Think otherwise.
But you know, David, David and Cassandra and Carly, the way I look at it is, if we all stay positive right now and we all stay focused and we all stay on message, you know, we should learn from the characters we watched over the years. We should learn from Barack. We should learn from Barack Obama. We should learn from Mitt Romney. I'm saying this for a reason. Everybody has this thing about staying on message. We have to stay, you know, just because we're not super rich or we're not politically powerful doesn't mean we should just walk away from this. We have power in numbers. If we all stay focused, if we all stay on message, message.
Well, I spend, every time when I watch ABC, I spend that time paying attention to the advertisers and then passing on the names and contact information of those advertisers to people who can, you know, contact them.
Exactly.
Hey,
I suggested that people start putting on online diaries of sponsors for these shows. There should be a website out there where people can post all of the advertisers that advertise for a particular show so that you can look at
the list
yourself.
But for the network itself.
Exactly. You know, we need to start getting these companies to understand that just because they're super big and they really don't care about us because we're the little guy, we're starting to take notice. And let me tell you something. If you're in a pension plan, you have every right to question your pension plan administrators about where they're investing their money. That's your money investing.
One of the main problems that I have with this whole thing from start to finish is Franz saying, essentially, that we will like whatever he puts out there. You know what I'm saying? And then basically sticking his head in the sand when we don't like it. I mean,
but you know what, David?
What kind
think about it for a minute. How long is Brian Franz? If the show goes off the air, I mean, The Talk is a classic example. You know, everybody said, oh, The Talk will die, The Talk will die. Nobody will watch it. As the World Turns rules. Guess what? The Talk's doing just as good numbers as
The
World Turns.
Yeah, The Talk is still there, Ryan,
I have a question.
I mean, David, are you on Twitter at all? Because
if
you are...
Yes, I am on Twitter, actually. My Twitter is IntoDust77.
Are you following me?
Follow me. Follow me is Daytime6976, and follow me, and, you know, that would be great.
Let me get my damn Twitter up.
now, Cassandra, I think you were getting ready to say something. What were you going to say?
No, I wanted you to come up with a slogan that everyone can use as a module when they are sending in their letters, when they are speaking to the advertisers and the sponsors. We need like a slogan that says, this is what we want as soap fans. And we follow that slogan throughout whatever we're doing. Like you said, patience. We have to be patient, but we also need that slogan where that gives us that patience where we can go in and say, this is what we want to do. This is what we're here for. This is what we're fighting for.
Well, I think that's something that we all have to sit down and hammer out and come up with a slogan together. Like, I'm looking at Twitter right now, and I am very disturbed at Soaptown USA. Their tweet is, now ABC is trying scare tactics to make us shut up and go away. Not happening. This is not good. You know, folks, this is exactly what I am talking about.
Can you give me that Twitter address again now? I've got this darn thing open.
Daytime.
Underscore USA.
Daytime.
Oh, Daytime.
6976, yeah.
6976. search?
6976.
7B6?
No, 6976.
6976. Okay.
Yeah.
Search.
Now, just so you know, several newspapers across the country are picking up the Hoover story tonight, so it'll be in a lot of morning papers tomorrow.
Wow.
Oh, that's good news. That's very good news. Now, the whole thing is...
I'm following you right now.
Yeah, and I just followed you right now, David, so...
Oh, cool.
So that you know.
Find you so I can follow you back.
Okay, I'm Deliberation. Anyway, I have to go. It's getting late. I still have 3 hours worth of work to do. The bottom line is this. Let's be patient. Let's be vigilant. Let's be focused. And for all the people that are out there screaming and yelling, let's try to gently urge them to be patient and to be focused. There are many, many things going on behind the scenes right now. There are many fronts working right now. We have hope. I'm very confident that we'll be able to put something out for public consumption in about 2 to 3 weeks, if everything goes according to plan. But the whole thing is, you've got to let these, you know, we're dealing with a lot of money here, folks. It doesn't cost $20 to put a show together. You're talking millions of dollars, and you're talking budgets. People don't understand. There are budgets involved. There are cost justifications involved. Let's give these people a chance to iron out something that'll work, and they are working on it. If I didn't think there was any hope and I didn't think they could do it, I'd be the first one to say, the hell with it. You know, let's just walk away from it. But this is the first time, and I've been in this business for 12 years insofar as soap opera goes. I fought for another world. This is the first time in 12 years where I have gotten up from my desk and said, you know what, this is something that could happen.
Yep.
And that's a good feeling to have.
So when something does happen, you're going to come on here and tell all of us, right, Silas? You're going to
I'll be back. I'll be back.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I'll be back. I mean, I I'm very upfront. I say it like I see it. Everybody who knows me knows that. You know, I throw it out there, and I said, this is the way it is. And the way I see, I've got a personal stake in this. You know, and thank you, C. Beth, because C. Beth just said she's glad I'm feeling better. I really feel, you know, I have a feeling God made me sick for 2.5 weeks just so I'd have the strength to put up with what I'm putting up with today. You know, but besides, if it wasn't for Cassandra's pipeline to God, I don't know where I'd be today. So, you know.
Hey, I was praying for you, too.
Like
by the way,
he puts things on you in your path to see how you are going to deal with it. So you are dealing with what he put in your path and channel it in another focus.
And you know what? I used to promote, and I still promote, a show called Fumbling Through the Pieces, which is a web series that Hillary B. Smith is on it, and Diane Delano is on it, whom I love, and Julie Smith is the creative mind behind it. And I always used to say in January, you know, we're all fumbling through the pieces of our lives. What's ironic is I've been fumbling through the pieces of my life for the last 8 weeks, you know, going through my own illness and what I've been facing, and I'm fumbling through the pieces of what I want to do professionally. And Cassandra's right. You know, God puts on you what you can handle. And you know what? Everything in my life has been a dress rehearsal for this very moment. I have a destiny. I believe that this project is my destiny project. It's all our destiny project. So, you know, keep the fight up, keep the smile up, stay focused, and we'll be in touch. And, Carly, thank you, but I got to go.
Okay, no, that's great. Fine.
What'd you say, Carly?
Okay. I understand because I have a minute left, and I'm going to bring everyone else on to the party and let people talk in overtime.
All right. Thank you, Carly. Thank you, Cassandra.
Yeah, no
thank
problem.
You, David. Thank
bye,
you, Brian.
Silas.
We'll talk soon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Strong.
Oh,
bye.
I, that's a good idea,
bye.
having Laura Wright on the show. That would be an excellent idea.
Well, yeah, Laura Wright told me she would come back on when she gets, you know, free. So I will... Hopefully, she will be on really soon. Okay, bye, Paul.
Do you think you could probably get Charlotte Jackson on the show sometime?
Well, you know what? If you treat him enough and bug him enough for me, go for it. You know, David, you can be my little new press Pussiner, is this time you weren't trying to anyone you were on here? Go for it, babe. I need a Pussiner assistant. I forget too many things right now. Audrey, you on 443, you on 708, you on, and 619 never put up their hand, or 804 never put up your hand. So, Audrey, are you on?
Yeah, I'm here.
And
I'm
Chris,
here too.
You? Okay,
yeah.
Good.
Candace is on.
Hi, Candace.
Hi.
Sorry. Oh, no, oh my God. I feel bad. Wait, did you just call in? Because if you just called in.
No, I called in earlier, like maybe literally, I'm going to say about 35 minutes ago, but because of what I was doing, which I'm going to tell you guys what I was up to. I'm actually really proud of myself. And then I was like, okay, it's done. I can go ahead. I can call in and share this news.
Okay, go for it.
Okay, so, as everybody recalled on the last I want to say the last episode of Vlog of this, I had called Annie Sweetin, ABC's president, I guess.
Oh, yes, you have, yeah.
I pretty much left a voice message, you know, not attacking her, not attacking, you know, like so many fans are like really doing the outrageous things, but I actually left a business voicemail just explaining to her on a business front how it was going to affect everybody. And I'm really surprised at Hoover. Thank you, because I have that vacuum and for pulling out. And like I put on my Facebook, just like for status, I said, ABC, this is a wake-up financially for you guys, because not only did they cancel two shows, but they also canceled a lot of the sponsors. And hopefully the sponsors like Hoover are going to pull out and make ABC realize that this is not only an entertainment situation, but a financial situation. So earlier today, I left another voice message. But, again, it wasn't, you know, nothing wrong or anything. It was just me following up. And I actually had somebody else on the phone with me at the time, which was my grandfather. For family connection. Well, at approximately 9:45 Eastern time, I got a phone call back from an L.A. number. The person who was on that line, yeah, I got a call back.
Wow.
What a son of a bitch. Sorry.
Well, the
I'm sorry, but that is...
It was a representative of a representative of a representative for the assistant secretary of Brian Fine.
Oh, geez.
And pretty much they had told me, and I quote, they said, we would kindly like for you to stop calling, but wait, but we will take in consideration the two voicemails that you have sent because we will sit down and listen to them tomorrow. I'm happy about that because of two reasons.
They just got somebody from the mailroom to call you back.
But you know what? I'm thinking about how many people actually called those numbers. How many people got a call back?
I think a lot of people called when the whole Becky thing went down. So I think they're still so shocked from that whole thing. So, yeah, I'm sure
even though people are calling and tweeting and emailing in the comment thing and mailing people, you know, snail mailing bars of soap into the network, I think what Silas said is very, very accurate, that that ABC seems to have its mind made up on not changing their mind on this, and that actually may be in our favor because there are other avenues work in the works now, which happened in the works apparently since before this bomb dropped. Still, it was a horrible day for soap fans, and, you know, it tore my heart out. When I'm watching One Life to Live and I get the tweet, say, what?
Yeah.
Okay,
I guess you.
I'm actually happy. I actually am happy that there was a call back and that they actually, you know, took the time to, you know, call me back to let me know that, you know, they're going to quote unquote, if they actually listen to it tomorrow, I would be in shock if I get a phone call from them. But I think now they're really, and besides the whole Becky thing, I think they are now, there's people in the circle, the little box, or whatever you want to call it, that's actually sitting down and thinking, what did we do? Like, just really now starting to think,
well, you have to admit,
what
you have to admit,
did they do?
This is,
and especially now
question,
with this Hoover thing, with Hoover, you know, pulling
this,
out.
This entire thing
now,
couldn't have possibly been handled more wrong. It couldn't have been handled worse if they tried from start to finish. Okay? This is
a humongous PR nightmare
for them. And I don't want to be their PR people.
You know, and today actually we it was weird because my boss was so like happy about me saying, you know, go ahead, Candace, go ahead, do what you got to do. You save your show, and don't think people are making fun of you. Just go ahead and do it. And today the DJ in Baltimore actually was talking to. It was a hot topic today about.
This is a YouTube thing that just was mentioned on Twitter. It was sent to the FireFawns Twitter account. It says, please retweet this fan's message to ABC and Brian Fawns. You'll love the last 10 seconds. Where the heck is the stupid... I don't think they actually address correctly. They screwed up on the address. Oh, wait, no, here we go. Yes, here it is. Let me play this thing for you. There it is now. Cancellation of ABC Soap is called. Listen to this. Come on, load up, little clinker. Technology, don't you just love it? Just thinking about it.
Do you follow them, Carly, the Fire Fronds?
What?
Do you follow Fire Fronds on Twitter?
I have.
I just wanted to let you know that although I'm on disability, I'm also a caregiver for my son. He has a physical disability. Although he's a very smart boy, he does catch up a lot of the stuff on which kids who I'm talking about. I'm very disappointed, especially in the upset, that ABC Studio my funds and answers, or even business, but didn't consider things on our first. It's a bad person, mate, for a judgment. Here's to all my children, and one last thing as well. You, I don't know what survey you're talking about, because most of us don't even know what survey you're referring to. But I can guarantee you, whatever number it is that you have is wrong. You have to remember there are many people who work. You have to make a living. And they cannot watch this system today. But they do record it. And those of us who have soap content, we catch up on it in the evenings when it's on again as a repeat. So whatever viewers you're looking at during the day, you can't use that as an accurate number because there are a lot of people who do vote and come in and they do watch it either by the DVR or they watch it on soap. Like I did. The person you made a law, very poor. You are employing hundreds of people. The actors, the actresses, the producers, the directors, the crew members. You are employing hundreds of people. And the other thing I don't get, this is what the stupid thing is and what's very contradictive of you people. You just made the people and all my children do a pay cut. And then you move them to LA. You made them give up their homes and their lives in New York and move them to LA because of money. And then you cut them? Oh my God. This is totally stupid. It's retarded. It's very hypocritical. And then let me tell you something. I can promise you this. There will be millions of people who will be boycotting. Boycotting everything. Boycotting Blind Farm. Boycotting Insane. And boycotting Disney. We're also asking you something. To not come to you anymore. Yes, we can do that. You know why? Without us, the viewers, you wouldn't exist. Just like the politicians, they can't get paid unless we pay our taxes. You can't have a show unless you have a sponsor.
How long is this?
We as a people stop buying those things and stop looking at those things. Those people are not going to want to sponsor you because they don't have the money anymore. So you need to really, really think this. Reconsider what you're doing. Because not only are you losing your sponsors, you're losing your viewers, and you're losing a whole lot more shit. I guarantee you that. We 110% support those actors and actresses, the producers, the directors, and the crew members. Because they deserve better. And for you to ask them for a pay cut, and then move them and then cancel them? That makes you a serial killer in a way. I'm going to put that in quotes. So no, you're literally not going to be killing people. You're killing their jobs. You're killing their feelings. You're killing their income. That makes you a quote-unquote serial killer. Because 100 people there. And I am grateful for what Catherine Hickman said. Because she's truly right about you. You are a liar. Saying something about these sponsors. And then you lied and said that we didn't want soap and that we want reality shows. Why makes you think that we think that, that we want that? We don't. We want our soap. We don't want reality shows. We know reality shows on the other channels and all the other freaking channels. Give us our soap. Give all my children in one life to live on. Do not cancel them. I can guarantee you one thing, Ryan. You will lose, and you will win. Ryan Farm, you are fired.
Oh, God, that was funny.
Ryan Farm,
you
are
fired.
Was taken here. Wait, I think that video was taken in my room. What's the last place?
I'm going to say, this is exactly what we need to do. Go to YouTube, speak out, because, you know, this is how, like, that kid singer Justin Bieber was discovered through YouTube. Go speak out, because, you know, if they're going to shut down the comment line, we should be speaking out in defense of all of those wonderful people on the shows, and saying this is wrong, this should be accounted for, you know?
Okay, David. I mean, yeah, I just have a thing to say before we get caught off. I don't think we are going to get caught off soon, but Audrey, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, remember that website of Amy's? What is it called?
Hold on, let me look. I gotta look.
Okay,
thanks.
Thank you.
I can't remember.
No.
I can't remember.
I know, me either. And that's why I'm like, but no, you guys, I believe.
It's called Beautiful Circuits Forums.
Yeah.
You
guys, it's a great.
BeautifulCircuits.com.
Yeah, it's a great site. You guys go to that. Candace, are you on Twitter, by the way?
I'm on Twitter. You can follow me at Candy Pooh on Twitter.
Can you follow me right now? Because I have nothing to write that down with right now. I'm at daytime 6976. So, no, I mean, I think YouTube is the way to go. I think what we are doing is great. So, Candace, do they really tell you to stop calling? I mean, are you really going to listen?
They really told me pretty much what they're saying is that a lot of fans have, over the last, since the announcement of the cancellations, has been calling And I guess it's like they're call. I guess they're taking the time and calling people back if whoever leaves their numbers, and I left my number, and kind of politely in I'm going to say in a respectful way, even though, you know, I'm like, okay, whatever, calling back and saying, can you please stop? Because I'm pretty sure by now, like I said, on Friday, they shut down the comment lines.
Yeah, they did that,
probably.
And, Robin Strasser's, Robin Strasser's,
that was
overloaded.
Yeah.
Well, woman has,
you know, you apologize for that. She said she's going to get on Twitter as soon as she can because she's moving back to LA once the show wraps up. But she's going to try before then to try to get on Twitter because
well,
she's
Robin
like everybody knows
Robin
her.
Robin Strasser is on Twitter.
She's now on Twitter, good.
Yeah, her Twitter is Robin
yeah,
Strasser.
Yeah, today. She got it, I think, today.
Yep, she got it.
Online.
Yep, it's Robin Strasser. That's her Twitter. And she's been tweeting some really funny and true things. She's running the money with everything she said so far. So follow her.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
is that Robin
no holds bar chick. That's my girl. I love her.
Oh, I love her. She's great.
I mean, she speaks her mind, and, you know, and once again, you know, she's telling her like it is. She's one of the actresses who lost her job. She's one of those people who, like everybody else, trying to wrap their brain around this whole decision. And to me, like I said, like on a personal level, this has affected me because of the people that I've met over the last years who I've become close with. You know, I feel for them because they lost their jobs. People gave up their, you know, everything, especially for All My Children cast. They moved from East Coast to the West Coast. They, going back and forth, from L.A. to New York. Brian Farnson and his cult, and his followers, his cult, the Brian Farnson cult, that's what I'm calling them. They,
Somebody sent a message on Twitter to, what's her name? The actress who plays Maxie Jones. I can't think of her name now. But anyway,
Kristen Stones.
Yes, Kristen Stones, yes. Anyway, the tweet says, just because Franz has a hard-on for Kelly Monaco doesn't keep GH safe. Wrong choice to buy a Swift Uber.
I think we called that, like, on Friday, too.
But seriously,
if they do get a if they do manage to get a network that puts the soaps on and Franz has nothing to do with it, the only good thing that would come out of that is that Kelly Franz would not be the pet anymore. I mean, I'm sorry, but that would be the one good thing. So
Don't get me wrong, Kelly Monaco is a good actress. She's a great actress. But I do believe that there's a lot of shopping going on with the whole Jason Mobb storyline.
You might win, David. David, you are talking to the I Hate Kelly Monaco fan club right here. I'm sorry, but the way I feel about her.
Well, you know, the thing is, if she were with a different character instead of Jason, it's getting ridiculous, the propping of Jason as, like, Saint Jason. Always right, always, you know.
You know what?
Well, no, I think the problem with her is that this is the only pairing that works for her, and yes, they have their fans. Hold on. I think if she wasn't forced set down, if Jason and Sam wasn't forced down everybody's throats and they didn't sacrifice Jake and they didn't do all of this stuff, because we all know that Brian Franz has a thing for Kelly Monaco, I don't think people would be as bitter towards her. Whether
well,
we think she's a good actress or not.
And I have something to add to that.
Thing was to shove a Sam, Jason,
Okay, one at a time, people.
Okay.
Sorry.
I was going to say real quick that I love Kelly Monaco as an actress. However, on General Hospital, they are trying to find ways to write for that character, because if you guys truly remember her original purpose on the show, was she was a strong, independent woman. And to me, and I just been like, when I knew she was going to hook up with Sonny, I was like, all right, that's it. That did it. When she hooked up with Rick, I was like, oh, great.
when they finally hooked her up with Jason, I was like okay about it, but at the same time I was like, please don't let her go down that path.
That's the thing.
And when
Jason,
they were talking
Rick
about
Bunny, they serially
they share
women,
the same women.
Strong women down to becoming the sycophantic satellites in the world of Sonny, Jason, Rick, etc.
Exactly.
You know,
and I look at what they've done to my Elizabeth. I mean, when Elizabeth first got on that show, she was a spitfire. You know, she was the girl that smoked outside of her grandma's house, and she didn't. And I know that the rape changed her, and that's all well and good. I understand that. But she still had Lizzie in her. Now they write her like she's this wimp
who's
blaming herself.
She's
not even blaming Luke for what happened to Jake. She's blaming herself.
Well, it wasn't Luke's fault in the first place. Okay, the kid shouldn't have been out on the road to begin with.
Wait a moment.
No,
wait a moment. If you are saying the kids should never wait, this is where I get pissed off. Wait. And the kids should never been in the road. We never saw the kid get in the road in the first place. Let's all be perfectly honest here. The door was closed. So before everyone wants to say, wait a moment, you know, the kids should never been in the road. Wait a moment, you know what? Maybe we all saw the door close. So, I still don't think Zeke died. We never saw Zeke get hit, number two.
Well,
I think if they actually had that on screen, if they filmed him all bloody and everything, we would have had an outrage. We would have had a lot more.
We would not have had an outrage because they put this story together in 2 days. It was like the messiest storyline I have ever seen. You know, I am telling you that kid is alive and well, and thank God had him. And the thing is,
I'm agreeing with you. I'm just saying that yes, it was a little rushed, and yes, we were chipped out of a memorial service. We had to hear about it secondhand from people, who saw it all off screen. But at the same time, I do think that if they had been a little more graphic, it would have been something of an issue. Because this is like a 4-year old.
Oh, no,
come on,
was it graphic?
There was already a backlash to it. So
I mean,
if it would have been bloody, oh my gosh, we saw blood. You know, if we saw blood, that would have been more better because we did not see blood. We did not see Elizabeth see Zeke before Susie. And my sister is a doctor. You love parents.
The problem goes back to the fact that we're dealing with a network. And the networks are kind of funky on some things. Like, for example, when Kelly Ripa was pregnant, they had to hide her stomach behind this, that, and the other thing because that was the way the network was. They wanted to play around with things. So maybe this whole thing where they didn't show Jake, what have you, was them trying to, play one of the little games or whatever.
They have a big issue with me because it makes me mad that people go, if there was blood, they would have got backlash. Wait a moment. We never saw Zeke after the hair one. You know, there's too many foes to that story, and yeah, I do get passionate around this story because it pisses me off that everyone wants to blame my mother for turning her back for a second.
It wasn't Elizabeth's fault. You know, kids move fast. Trust me, I remember being a kid and I moved fast and nearly got myself killed once or twice myself. It's not Elizabeth's fault, and it's certainly not Luke's fault, because Luke wouldn't have been able to see him anyway. It was specified that streak had very low visibility, okay? And I've been on roads just like that.
I
there was a road where I was riding my bicycle. This was back when I was end of high school, beginning of college. I was riding my bicycle, and there was some lights out on what normally would have been a well-lit street, so the street was dark. And there was a highway entrance. Tractor trailer comes along and clips the back end of my bike as I had the right of way, and I was crossing in the crosswalk. Tractor trailer comes along, takes a turn, and just goes right through the light, and it clips the back of my bike, and if I hadn't jumped, I would have been gone with a swim. Okay? Accidents where there's low visibility or bad visibility, they do happen. And Jake had nobody that's running out in the street at night, and the first is the kids do that. They run out. They will open up cabinet doors where there's toxic chemicals. They will stick their fingers in electrical sockets at 4 years old. Kids do these things. And that's what gives parents premature gray and white hairs. Okay?
And from Elizabeth's point of view, as a mother, she felt like if she wouldn't have turned her back for that second, then something might have been different. It might have been a different thing. And that's a natural reaction with any parent. She felt like, oh, my God, I turned my back.
I'm Damon, and my Candace, I want Candace to hear what Candace has to say.
Okay.
Well, okay, no offense, it was clearly stated on the show, like, if you really take the piece, where Elizabeth lives at, they don't have, bright lights or, one of those signs. We have it here in Baltimore saying caution, children at play.
Right.
Where, if General Hospital really wanted to make this a realistic story, they should have brought that up to, whoever, there's no signs for the street or the light was dim, there was nobody seeing everything. Because I'm pretty sure somebody else had to see it.
The reason the story is such a mess now is because it was originally written as her exit story.
Right.
There was no backup to it. There was no follow-up to it. They kept the story in place, but instead of her leaving the show, she's now still on the show.
Right. And
I
suspect the reason why we missed the memorials, because in the original storyline, she was going to have a meltdown at the memorial.
Right, and she
That's
was supposed to be written off, so they didn't have anything in place because they weren't expecting the backlash of, they weren't expecting her them to rehire her. So, in all fairness, that's why the story sucks. Because now they're going to have to, somehow in the future, they're going to have to, resolve this story. But I'm just saying right now, that's why it's in such a mess.
But, honestly, this is why all the stuff that's going on with Elizabeth and the stories over there, this is why I started turning in to One Life to Live, and I got hooked on, I got hooked on that whole storyline with Shane and Jack and the bullying thing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. They are knocking it out of the park on that.
But my point was is that they I agree with the caller before, and I have a couple of points I want to make. I agree with the caller before that the consistency is not there, they write these women as, I think they forget who their audience is, write these women as, these doormats, and it's, as any woman who has any self-respect,
it's been like that ever since the mob became
and I'm not against the mob. I'm not against the mob, but I think that there needs to be balance. It's called general.
I agree with you on that.
It shouldn't be a knockoff of The Sopranos. It should never have gotten this far.
Well,
this
it's not. I mean, it's not even
this.
And I have said so many times.
One at a time, you guys. One at a time, Candace. You go.
No, what I was going to say was I totally agree with everybody on here about it's been, over 15? Am I doing this right? Like over 15 years or something? Maybe not even that long. But
Jonathan left 15 years ago. Jonathan left 15 years ago. And that was about when things started to go downhill. But it got worse when
it's gone to a point it's gone to the point within that 15 years, General Hospital was, it was at its peak. And then it started going downhill. It started, you know, who would ever thought they would see the day when Luke and Laura was divorced? Who would ever
see the day? What are you talking about? When was General Hospital was at its peak in the 80s.
If it wasn't for General Hospital, we wouldn't have AIDS awareness the way it is today.
Exactly.
They really.
I mean, 80s, early 90s,
with the nurses' ball and with the AIDS quilt, all of that came from General Hospital.
Right, exactly.
God bless that.
Exactly.
And one of the problems that I have with General Hospital today.
Okay, one at a time, you guys. One at a time, because we are over whatever.
I'm sorry. Right. Okay. Am I going?
No, I was able to say. Oh, sorry.
No, Candace, I love what you were saying. That's why I kind of keep going back to you. Because when you're saying you're not making me mad, see? You're not making me mad. So.
I'm going to say it real quick. But what I was saying was General Hospital in the 90s was at its peak because it told the whole Robin and Stone love story.
Yes.
And to me, that was like one of those social issues that to this day we still can talk about. And it, but now it's like three years ago on Good Friday, they showed when Sonny and Jason went on a mob rampage and shooting everybody. Really? Do I want to see that on Good Friday? I mean, and like on St. Patrick's Day, from now on, every soap fan on General Hospital, you know, what happened on St. Patrick's Day 2011? Oh, that's the day Jake died. That's the day he got. I mean, come on. What happened to the Christmas stuff and the nurses' ball? They don't even, like, really.
I miss the nurses' ball. I love the nurses' ball.
I know.
It was the event of the year for me to watch. I loved the nurses' ball. I would actually take time off from whatever I was doing to watch the nurses' ball. I'd watch every one of them.
I loved it.
Oh, Lucy Coe. Oh, my God.
I know. I miss Lucy.
Oh,
no. Yeah.
I'm thinking. Good time.
Okay, Liz, you're going to follow me before the night is over, right? So I can talk to you on Twitter. Okay, good. Well, I like to meet new ideas. And as Audrey.
What?
No, I like what you say on the show. So I will probably like what you say on Twitter. You know, there's not a lot of people that usually calm me down, and I usually don't get mad. I ask Audrey. Audrey's my little backup person, and she knows why I'm mad that, you know, about something that's. The whole Jake thing, you know, the whole Jake thing for me, you know, I will never say he's dead. I won't ever go there in my heart because I don't believe it. If you cannot have a fucking funeral on the show for this little kid, and you can't put that damn baby Lila, who wasn't even a baby, but if you can't have a fucking funeral for that kid, but Jake, Jake was not important enough, but Lila was, I'm sorry, fuck you, because the way I feel about that, okay, goody.
I just think they went too far with this. I think that I just think they went too far with the Jake thing, and because the people on the internet know why it was done.
But then they had to backpedal because of the fan outcry. But then this also
turned into a thing to get a new kid. Yeah, and we know why they did it. We know why.
Yes, we all know why they did it.
And that's really what I have a problem with. I mean, first of all, I don't like any storyline where a child gets hurt. I just think that
disgusting. I mean, if you're a parent or if you have relatives with young kids, who wants to see a young kid be hurt or killed?
Right,
TV.
And it's just, I don't care how much material
you get that in the news is bad enough, but this is a soap, and granted, real-life things do happen, but at the same time, no one likes to have to see that happen to some innocent kid. It's a random thing. It was a tragedy. And, and the worst part was we really didn't get to know Jake all that well. We didn't see him that much until he died.
But, you know, I mean, it became all about Jason's pain, and what has Jason had to do with Jake in the last 3 years, you know?
Because he had signed away his parental rights, blah, 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 blah.
You know what? Right. He never gave away his parental rights. He may have signed, but he never actually did. He is still Jake's father. Lucky enough, let's make that one thing clear. Lucky only was a father when Lucky fucking real wanted to be a father.
You know, we can argue about that until we're blue in the face.
But the fact of the matter is that Jake knew
Lucky as his dad. That is who he knew as his father.
I want to move on to a different topic because we're going to argue until doomsday about the Jake thing.
I don't think
that's really going to go anywhere. I'm going to get back to What Life to Live. What do you make of all this stuff that's going on with, you know, with the different storylines? Like, for example, with the test thing. Now Nikki's back.
With One Life to Live, I am kind of mad at One Life to Live right now, too, because they did not have to make Langston leave. I love Langston as star. And when that goodbye came...
I kind of liked how Langston leave, because Marco, if you follow back, Marco was, you know, the big love of Langston's life. And I was actually looking back at some of the old clips, and every time now whenever I see Marco, I always think back on one of the old clips where what's her name, Madame Delfina. Remember her?
Mm-hmm.
Madame Delfina referred to him as the boy with two strikes because of his name, two K's that look like X's, Marco. So any time when Marco's name would be brought up, I think the boy with two strikes. I think it was
a dumb move to have Langston leave Star and Langston have this bond that I love. I was crying throughout the goodbye thing. I don't know if I was crying over the loss of their friendship.
God damn it!
I swear, if I cannot get my own thought on my own show, I am going to scream.
Okay.
Sure.
Thanks, Candace. Are you still here?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, well, we lost the caller, and I don't know.
Did we lose Audrey?
No, I'm here.
No, we lost...
Is
what?
Dave still there?
No, Cassandra.
No.
Gray, I hope she didn't hang up because we were bad people. David.
I feel like this is a soap opera. Oh, we got to cancel
it. Oh, we get heated sometimes. I mean, Carly and I get into it sometimes, too.
Audrey and I. But Audrey and I make up later, so yeah, we always good.
Yeah,
well,
because I'm the devil's advocate person, and I always look at it from all sides. And I'm not the lucky hater that she is. So I tend to
I want him stoned. I want Lucky stoned in the street.
If you watch Jonathan Jackson perform, it is like a maestro playing a Stradivarius. He is also
graceful. Oh, he's so good. He is a really good actor.
He's an amazing actor.
I mean, he's a really good actor. He pisses me off the way he ever treated Elizabeth, in my view. And I just don't like him, and he doesn't.
I don't want Lucky and Elizabeth back together. I'm just saying that I don't hate Lucky because he's a. I want him and Elizabeth away from each other. We agree on that.
They need to hate
Lucky.
Away from each other. You know. But this whole paternity thing is going to blow everything all back into a circle. And you know what? that gets back in the whole thing with Tyler Christopher getting fired, which is another bit of bullcrap from the network.
Yeah, that was crap.
But he spoke his mind. I mean, he spoke his mind. Tyler Christopher spoke his mind. He wanted their attention. He wanted certain things, and I have no problem with him speaking up because he's been on that show for a long time. Yes, he left, but
Tyler is
that.
A wonderful man. I've met him before at a soap function.
He's a great guy. But in all fairness,
because Silas brought him up, so what happened with Tyler Christopher and Stephen Martinez, I think that's his name, they did the same thing to him that they did to Greg Vaughn.
Tyler came back.
So, I mean, what comes around goes around kind of thing. So,
that's what's happening now with the network. What goes around, they're getting the blowback from all their nasty little stunts they pulled.
People
are all up in arms.
I mean, it's really sad because all the cast members, have been really trying to cover up what they're trying to really say, but you can read between the lines. That you know that they're pissed off.
Right, and to me, it's like,
especially, I feel bad. This is who I really feel bad for. I feel bad for the younger cast of One Life to Live and All My Children.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Austin Williams deserves to be on contract for the way he's portrayed this bullying storyline. Yeah. He has been amazing through all of this, playing Shane, going through the bullying storyline. I've never seen a young actor with more talent,
But I think the younger, I was talking to somebody at work today about this because we're all soap fans, and I said, I think the younger cast will have a better chance of getting other jobs outside of the Dateline job.
Yes, I think you're right.
Than the older ones because, Erica Slezak and Susan Lucci, people are known as soap stars, and they're unfortunately that is what they're known as, and I don't think they're going to have a harder time finding jobs.
I wouldn't worry
younger
so much
kids
about Susan
are not going to have
Susan
as hard
Lucci,
a time.
One at a time, people. I like saying that like that. yes. Because I can. No, I agree with you guys on that. I don't think Kristen Alderson her brother Eddie will have problems. In my house of heart, I don't. They are so talented. Kristen Alderson has been not praised in enough for how she does things on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the thing of it is this. I was watching, and I have to admit, Kristen Austin, she's going to play Blair, right?
Yes, I know who you're talking about, yeah.
She's going to play Blair, correct? Well, anyway, I thought I felt so sorry for Blair, being the parent of a kid who's turning into a psychopath. I mean, how do you say that? Do you think Hallmark has a card for that? Sorry, your kid's a psycho?
How do you deal with that kind of a problem?
I mean, wow. Jack is just, whew. Of course,
it's
Blair and Todd's child. I mean, they follow by example.
Well,
Blair is not the pillar of society.
We've always seen Jack around his little
Blair is not
friend.
The pillar of society, nor is Todd.
But, I'd like to know more about what's going on with him personally. You don't see him except when he's confronting an adult or when he's with his friends, in that posse. You don't really see much of ever since the recap, you haven't really seen much of Jack getting a sense of who he is as a character, as a person. And I think that's what's missing.
You have the summer coming up.
Okay, Cassandra and Audrey have the tune. David, be quiet for 1 second because I want to see what the...
No problem.
Okay. What? Oh, I have a question. How are they going to bring Roger Holworth back?
And you know what?
Bringing him back. How are
I really think... You know what? I think... Well, I think Roger Holworth was a smoke screen. Was like,
maybe
we are... That's what I personally think because Roger Health, that's all we were hearing for weeks on end. And then the bomb got put on us. Oh, by the way, AMC and One Life of Living are being canceled. And if Wanda House does come back,
unless they're doing it to bring him back as a way to pay tribute, you know, say for as a fan thing, you know.
I mean,
like I said, if they brought him back, they could have Trevor St. John and Florencia be Todd and Taya be together, and then they can bring Roger Haworth back and put him back together with Blair because they were the popular one, and everybody would be happy.
Yeah, I think I would be happy too with that. I mean, I would. You know, the thing is, what I did not like about this whole announcement going down is the way it went down. I mean, I feel sorry for the actors.
Yeah. I told you.
I cannot imagine sitting there and getting the news, and it's like, you know, I mean,
I just got a tweet from our friend. Our friend Silas. He just sent me a tweet. Let me read this up to you.
But I have to say, I agree with Silas about Susan Lucci, because her statement was like, basically she was like, well, I'm excited to see what's going to happen in the future. So I think she knew what was coming.
But what she said on the Williams, Wendy Williams show was, well, I have my storyline up until next year. And I'm like thinking, wait a moment, that didn't fly, because wait a moment, they don't know what they are doing in a year yet. You know what I'm saying? They don't know what storyline really they will be doing a year from now.
They're not going to be on for a year. Isn't All My Children going off in September and One Life going off in January?
It's going off in a couple. All My Children's going off.
But what I'm saying, see, may it seem like, you know, don't worry, we will be here in a year, blah, blah, blah. We are not being canceled, blah, blah. You know, like, Steve was, like, feeding the pig, or whatever you want to call it.
Well, you don't know when she taped that interview. It's Wendy Williams live?
They pre-tape certain shows.
They may have taped that show way before the announcement was made.
Right, because Kelly Ripa said something like, obviously hers was the next day after. When Oprah comes back,
Who saw the View? Who saw the View this morning?
I did.
I hate the View. I can't.
Watching what I watched. I basically.
Okay, one at a time, you guys.
I would never watch the View again. That whole thing, start to finish, was a fun butt-kissing contest.
You might have to recap for those who didn't watch the show.
Okay. Let me recap this for you.
Come on, I do it in a better way. I do it in a more funny...
It started with Whoopi.
David, who's so this you say on my show, because
I love Whoopi, and, you know, she's always been, her and Sherry are both fantastic women. And basically, they seem like the same people on that show. Barbara is a butt kisser. Okay, she always smooths to the...
Can I please say what I've been dying to say this also about Barbara Walters? Please. I'm trying to talk like Barbara Walters now, people. Brian Fonz did not see this coming. Okay, we're about to. Okay, you guys, let me say this.
And this is daytime.
Okay. Brian Fonz did not mean to take two soaps out in one day. He did not mean to do any of this. And I'm thinking, wait a moment, you fucking bitch. the whole reason why AMC and One Life and Living came together is because you're producing one of the talk shows. So let me say no. You all so often are blindfolded ass, it's not
right.
even funny.
Well,
I'm sorry.
Carly, they're doing damage control because the guy who plays Rex.
Yeah.
Evidently,
yeah.
Don Paul, he
made a comment
him,
that
he
really
was going on and on about how great Franz was.
It doesn't really surprise me because, you know,
You don't want the ladies getting time. You talk over us, by the way. It's just fun you need.
I want to comment that I've known for a while that Jean-Paul Lavoisier, he's very agreeable to what the powers that be want to do. When he first started on the show, he was like, oh, if you want to put me in a gay storyline, that's great, wonderful, whatever you want. And so him being positive towards Franz isn't really a surprise to me, because that's the way he's always been towards the powers that be.
I
didn't take as much offense. A couple of fans did take some offense to some of the things he said.
Well, yeah. I don't blame them.
Well, my thought is that he's a great actor, and he's knocking out of the park with Rex right now doing this bully storyline, but in real life, no offense to him, but there are times I think he needs a spine transplant.
Thank you.
Yep,
and
bye.
I have to say something. But he does the same emotions all the time. Like, I love Joe Paul. Don't get me wrong. I've met him in person. He's a great guy. He always wears his pajama bottoms and stuff. But my whole thing is that, this is the truth, every storyline that Rex has done is the same emotion and reaction.
You guys, okay. Candace here and my little cutie is here, right? That's your new name, David. I'm going to call you my little cutie from now on. I think that's a funny name.
He could be your pool boy.
I was just going to say that because Bradford Anderson is married and he left me. So, okay. Yeah.
You know, honestly, I've enjoyed doing this show tonight with you guys. It's been phenomenal. I like sharing, hearing the opinions you guys have and sharing my opinions. It's nice to actually hear what other people have to say as well. About the soaps and hear different opinions, and I really got a kick out of everything that Silas had to say tonight. He really is on the ball with a lot of this stuff, and I'm glad I called in.
He's on the ball with. I can't answer. What were you gonna say, sweetie?
No, I was gonna say I need everybody's Twitter. Because I'm going to follow everybody. Yeah.
Oh. Mine is INTODUST 77.
Okay, what was the numbers?
Yeah.
Okay. And Carly was
daytime. 6976.
Oh, no, actually, there's no 8 in yours, actually. It's. Your thing was, where the heck was it now?
well, if you follow David, then look up and you will find me because David's following me now.
Okay. Yeah, your Twitter, I have that right here, actually. Yours is, load up, here we go. Daytime 6976. There's no 8 in there.
Okay, well.
Yeah.
No, I just, I'm mad at, I used to tape The View every morning. This is super hot,
And Silas is...
Audrey got kicked off. Poor Audrey. But, Bubba was like, no, I just think the sad part of it is I used to love watching The View, but after today, The View has pissed me off to, like, a new thing because I feel
level.
Like they wouldn't. Well, no, I feel like, you know, do you feel, because you saw it, David, do you feel like Whoopi Goldberg was glossing over the whole thing, like,
well, no,
after
no.
they
Whoopi
said...
Goldberg, Whoopi Goldberg was trying to be nice about the situation, but the problem is that the three other girls, Barbara, Joy, and what the heck's her other name?
Elizabeth
Hasselbeck. Yeah, those three just ruined it, the whole thing. Sherry tried to be, you know, said how sorry that the show's been on for a while, but then Joy makes a wise crack. Weren't these shows just starting out when Zsa Gabor was a toddler? That's her joke.
I know. Oh, God, I got pissed off about
Bobby
that.
Bobby
yeah,
Walters been starting butt-kissing. She starts butt-kissing Brian Franz up and down, saying he was crying at having to relay the news. But everyone who saw the video of him breaking the news, he wasn't crying unless there were crocodile tears. what's her name? Elizabeth Hasselbeck. I forget what she said, but it wasn't very nice either. And then Whoopi had to plug this thing Disney was doing for the armed forces people who were in the audience, because it was supposed to be a red, white, and view thing of Michelle
yeah.
Obama and Mrs. Biden. We're on the show today. I didn't watch it. After the top topics, I turned the thing off before. I would never
turn
on
I was pissed off. I was.
Again.
I called.
This sounds funny. Carly, Dave, you gotta hear this real quick. I didn't mean to cut you off, but this is like 110% funny. It's sad, but it's funny. Okay, so, and I was just told this just a few minutes ago. Last month was the Broadway cast, the final grand finale celebration. And a part of that was if you went to BroadwayCares.org, people got a chance to bid on an on-set visit on All My Children and also on One Life to Live.
So the problem is both of those sets are on separate coasts. One is on the
right.
West Coast and the other is on the East Coast.
Exactly. Well, somebody paid close to, and I believe this was the correct tally, close to $6,000 for the All My Children one, and like close to $8,000, I might be wrong on this, for the One Life to Live set. Now, when you win those, you have a year to use it.
Oh my God!
So,
okay.
Who wins for One Life to Live? They have to talk things and go. I feel so bad for the people for All My Children.
I feel so bad
because they tape their final taping is August. I believe they said it's the second
yeah,
week of
right.
August.
Right, they stop in August, and One Life to Live stops in November.
Right before Thanksgiving break.
Yes, and so they won't know if they're going to be resuming. I hope we get this thing
that
settled.
Is stupid.
Well before. I mean, we've got like 4 months before All My Children stops. I hope we can get
mm-hmm.
things settled with a new network before then, so then we'd have some job stability for the others. Otherwise, we're going to be stuck with a few months of no All My Children, and then we'll be stuck for more with One Life to Live
right.
if this thing plays out all the way through to January. Before we get some, because I don't know, we'd have to get Silas back on the show to ask later on, but we need some kind of timeline of what to expect and when, because otherwise, I feel sorry for the people whose jobs are in limbo right now. I pray for them every night right now.
I'm praying. Well, another thing is there's so many events coming up. We're in April. Next month is the Marco Island event, which is so fast, and it has all the stars
from
All My Children and One Life to Live. I'm actually attending that. I can do some interviewing if you want.
And just a reminder that there are two rallies that are coming up at the end of this month on the same day as Prince William's wedding. Poor fellow. one.
Oh, you mean the Royal Weather?
Yeah, yeah. On the 29th, there's going to be a bi-coastal rally at the network studios on both coasts. The one on the west coast is going to be at 1 o'clock, I believe, and the one on the east coast is going to be at General Hospital time, 3 o'clock.